USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe's heat wave continues as it stretches into Britain and fuels wildfires in Spain and France. The weather's so severe in the UK that train operators warn it could warp the rails. It's just as hot stateside from Montana to the prairies and down to Texas. Tony Fracasso, a forecaster with NOAA's Weather Prediction Center, tells News Nation that temperatures are well over 100 degrees in those sections and will stay that way for a while.
By the end of the week, it gets slightly cooler, but it's only maybe around 100 to 105. Still above normal, still possibly breaking some daily records, and it's just persistent all the way through at least Sunday.
At least 35 million people are under some form of heat alert. The losing continued on Wall Street Monday, the Dow losing 216 points. The NASDAQ was down 92 points, the S&P 500 off by 32. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The suspect in a mall shooting in Indiana and the Good Samaritan who took him down have been identified. Investigators say 20-year-old Jonathan Sapirman walked into the Greenwood Park Mall Sunday by himself. It's believed that he spent at least an hour in the bathroom before he fired, killing 3 people and injuring 2. Officials say more people would have been hurt if not for 22-year-old Elijah Dickin. He was at the mall with his girlfriend at the time of the shooting when he drew his handgun and began firing at Sapirman. Dickin fired 10 rounds as Sapirman tried to retreat before collapsing. Authorities found another weapon and more ammo in the bathroom. The Texas Department of Public Safety plans to look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School. Over the weekend, the Texas House of Representatives dropped a report that called law enforcement's response a failure at every level that contributed to the slow and chaotic response. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Despite health issues, the pontiff plans to go through with his trip to the Dominion next week.
Pope Francis has said an upcoming visit to Canada will be a pilgrimage of penance, and that he hopes that will help heal wounds by Roman Catholic priests and nuns who ran abusive schools that sought to forcibly assimilate Indigenous children starting in 1831. The Pope will be in Canada starting next Sunday through the week. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The suspect in a racially motivated deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, is pleading not guilty to federal hate crime charges.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, is pleading not guilty. Zanita Everhart, whose son was among the injured, spoke out following Monday's court hearing.
I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm heartbroken. He came in and tried to destroy my community. So my feelings about him have not changed at all. I'm still disgusted by his presence.
An attorney for Peyton Gendron noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle inside a Tops grocery store back in May, killing 10 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2 men accused in a deadly crime spree across 3 counties in Southern California have been formally charged. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer called 20-year-old Malik Pat a cold-blooded killer. 44-year-old Jason Payne is believed to be an accomplice. I'm Kenneth Burns.